Good morning. I appreciated that last song, Lonnie. In the middle of verse 2, it says, "And since he bids me seek his face, believe his word and trust his grace, I'll cast on him my every care and wait for the sweet hour of prayer." What a beautiful thought and a beautiful passage of song that is. I bring you greetings in Jesus' name. It's a privilege to be here this morning, to see everyone here, to see everybody's smiling faces this morning. To those that are visitors this morning, we welcome you here. We're excited. We're glad you're here. It's good to see Effie with us this morning as well. Glad to have you with us also. So it's been a good morning to be here and to fellowship together. We're excited for Brother John to bring us the message here in just a few minutes. A few announcements to go over. I don't know, the Sunday evening committee might have some more announcements as far as the service for tonight. The service for tonight is at 6 o'clock, and there is a note in the bulletin there as well. And I will make an announcement plea on that behalf as well. I believe after the snack tonight, they are going to want some volunteers to help organize, touch up the church, clean a little bit after everything is kind of done. The funeral for Steve Fender's mom is going to be here tomorrow, I think around noon, if I have it right. So they were wanting, a few volunteers to maybe help sweep and maybe touch up restrooms, all the things, just to try and have the church in good order for the service tomorrow, since they're going to be using the church. We are planning on prayer meeting on January the 21st. That is not this Wednesday night, but the following. And I mentioned it this morning in our time together. Lonnie asked me about prayer meeting, so I told him go ahead and put it in there on the 21st. But I don't have anybody to do anything that evening, so I need some help. So if you would like to volunteer for, there's no schedule made out yet that I know of. So if you would like to volunteer, I think there's some children's classes that probably need taught. We'll probably need somebody to have a devotions, some things like that. So if you'd like to volunteer, let me know, and we can gladly put somebody to use somewhere. And that is at 7 o'clock. Does that time work for everyone? Does 7:30 work better throughout the week? 7 o'clock, all right? Seems like it. Okay. We'll say 7 o'clock. That'll be on the 21st. So not this week, but the following. The men's business meeting is going to be Saturday. And I put down 8 o'clock. I think originally I said 7:30, but we'll say 8 o'clock. Gives you just a few extra minutes of time on your Saturday morning. I think we're planning to maybe have some food, and then we'll go into the meeting after that. So if you're here at 8 o'clock, you don't have to go to Boyd's before that. So we will have some food, and then we'll go into the meeting. Shouldn't take long. I thought about printing out some agendas. I didn't get it done then. I think just a few things to go over. We'll probably be looking at some of the things for ordination. I had some conversation with Mose, looking ahead to some of the ordinations, give you guys a little bit of an update, what's going on there. I think Ryan is going to go over some financial things, splitting up the fall harvest and all of that. We'll be voting on the tithe offering as well for our monthly tithe. And then I think beyond that, Conrad was going to have a slot to share from the business committee. I think some projects that are maybe upcoming. I think some of it was in regards to the doors and things like that to start getting that process moved along. I will have to check. I don't know, will he be able to make it or not with everything that they've been through. But that is most of it. And then I will open it up as well. So if you have questions, things you would like to bring up, whatever the case is, feel free to bring it to that meeting, and I'll give you an opportunity to ask questions or whatever you have, if there's something that's on your mind. So that'll be Saturday at 8 o'clock for the men. Church cleaning, you can see, is in your bulletin as well. Looks like Nate and Emily are on for this week. Could I have a couple of volunteers to contact our missionaries this next week? And we'll start with Paul and Darlene and Belize. Okay, thank you. And for Kyle as well. Thank you. Got two there. Can I also, I did not announce about Conrad's. Conrad's got home from the hospital yesterday afternoon. He texted me or toward evening. But they are, if I understood him correct, every one of their family is down sick this morning. So the children are actually with his parents yet this morning. I believe they kept them last night and are into today sometime. So Conrad's could have a little bit of a break at home. But I would encourage you to reach out to them. Maybe I'll ask for two volunteers to specifically reach out to them. Thank you. And just encourage them that way. If you would like to take them meals, if you'd like to call them, if you'd like to text them, I would highly encourage you to do that. I know they've been through a lot with Annie falling and hurting herself, but sickness and other things as well. So I would just encourage you as a church, reach out to them. Walk beside them through this time. I think they've been through a lot the last number of weeks as well. I think that is all that I have for this morning. I will open it up for you as a church. Is there any announcements from the congregation this morning?
For tonight, we're planning on 6 o'clock as it was there in the schedule. And yeah, if you have any friends, family or whatever that want to come, bring them along. And I think it's going to be a very interesting evening tonight, and looking forward to it. And Josh Yonza had got told me about him, and yeah, I think it's going to be very interesting to hear his story. And yeah, it's going to be exciting. So make sure you bring your family and friends and everybody else, and then we have the snack afterwards.
Thank you, Pete. That is tonight. Anyone else?
Yesterday, as we were cleaning the church house, down in the Sunday school rooms, underneath a book or something, we found some money, a $50 bill and a $1 bill. Not sure whose money it is, but I took it, and I have it. So reach out to me. If no one reaches out to me by the end of this, by the end of the day here, I'll probably just give it to one of the advisory board guys. So I took it so it doesn't get lost, or so some child doesn't find it and take it. So it's $51. So
thank you, Laverne.
Yeah, just for the funeral tomorrow, Steve contacted me this morning, and he's looking for some car parkers. I told him I can do it. I'm wondering if there's another. I'd like to have at least one other volunteer. Okay, thank you, Laverne. So the viewing is going to start at 10 o'clock, if I'm correct. It's going to be a two-hour viewing, and then right after the viewing, the services start at 12 o'clock. And then I think Jay's and Laverne's are doing a great job with the food. Yeah, so just continue. I think this is a great time to be there for Steve's. They did a lot. I feel they did a lot for us through this time as buying the church. This is just a little bit something we can do back to them. So, and then they're also going to, they wanted to come in this afternoon and set up a big screen for their slides. They're going to be doing a slides for the viewing and pictures and stuff like that. And I tried to figure out another time, but it just didn't work. So at 3 o'clock, they're going to be here putting up the screen for their pictures. And I think they're going to wait. They had wanted to put other pictures along the wall. I think that's going to wait till tomorrow morning. I asked them that it's not that I care, but it's just, it might not be like what they want to see in the morning, just because we're going to be using the church. So that's going to be happening this afternoon, then tomorrow. Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, tonight it's Matt Swory. He was my plant manager. I worked with him for 3 years, and yeah, it's going to be a good night. So.
Thanks, Josh. Anyone else? All right, if not, why don't you stand? We'll have a word of prayer. We'll pray for Brother John, and then we'll turn the time over to him. God, we thank you for the opportunity to gather this morning to worship you and to just fellowship together with believers. God, just pray for Brother John as he brings the message to us this morning. Would you just anoint his lips, give him the words to share, God, and I just pray that our hearts and our minds would be open and receptive to your word this morning. We pray all these things in your name. Amen. Bless you.